Blog Talk Radio.
This ain't no ordinary world. This ain't no ordinary song, yeah. The God of Sim is greater than the ordinary. So I'ma give them all I have.
Yes, no ordinary worship. No ordinary worship. Praise the Lord, brothers and sisters. No ordinary worship. This is not an ordinary day. You are not an ordinary person. Your dreams are not ordinary dreams. Your goals are extraordinary. Your life is extraordinary. Your purpose is extraordinary. Come on and give God praise. Welcome to the Daily Fire Podcast, live on Blog Talk Radio. 15 minutes of a fresh word, hot manna for your soul. I am your host, Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams, here with you live Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern with a new topic, live prayer, altar call, and then ending with your task for today. Daily fire is how you start your day off right. If you don't have it, it's just like people who drink coffee missing their coffee. It puts you into withdrawals. Well, I got a word for you today. We are in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Again, that's Mark 16. Verses 1 through 6. And I welcome everyone who's tuned in live with me online and via phone right now. While you're getting those Bibles ready, let me remind you of how to tune in with me. On Monday through Friday mornings at 7 a.m. Eastern, when I'm live on Daily Fire, tune in by calling 323-870-4180 or online from my ministry website, rossi.org. That's rawsi.org. If you cannot tune in live at 7, make sure you still don't miss this fresh word and you don't miss starting your day off right by following the podcast so the recording will be texted to you at 8 a.m. Do so by texting the message DS to phone number 33222. Again, text the message or letters DS. That's D as in daily, F as in fire, to phone number 33222, and you will receive a confirmation text that lets you know you're following the show. All right, make sure you visit the website. This is where you send me your testimonies, your prayer requests. I do pray over them, where you can see my itinerary, what's coming up down the road. For those of you who are inviting me to speak at your events, I praise God for you. I always remind everyone that due to my law office schedule, I am a litigator, which means I go to court. I have trials and things such as that. I cannot accept every invitation, but I will respond to you. So send your information on the contact page of rossi.org. All right, let's get ready to get into this word. I'm in the book of Mark, chapter 16, verses 1 through 6. Reading from the KJV. And when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, had bought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came into the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. And they said among themselves, "Who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre?" And when they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away, for it was very great. And entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, clothed in a long white garment, and they were affrighted. Last verse. And he saith unto them, "Be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they laid him." Come on and give God praise for the reading of his words. Our topic for today's Daily Fire is, what are you giving up for Lent? What are you giving up for Lent? Today is Ash Wednesday. This is the beginning of the season of Lent, one of the holiest seasons, or really we could say probably the holy season for us as Christians, because it is the 6 weeks leading up to our celebration of Easter, the resurrection of our Savior and Lord, Jesus Christ. Easter this year is on Sunday, April 12th. And so Ash Wednesday starts the Lent season, 6 weeks before Easter, which usually includes or signifies 40 days of fasting or giving up something, and then 6 Sundays included within that time frame. Usually during Lent, which begins today, we give up something. It's usually some type of fasting of food. You know, some people will give up all meat except fish, or some people will fast for a certain period of every day during Lent. But I submit to you today that there may be other things that you may need to abstain from as well. You see, for those who fast frequently, I am a faster, it's not really a true sacrifice to fast every day during Lent, you know, for a certain amount of time, because fasting is a lifestyle. However, there may be some other things in our lives that we need to let go of, or that we need to cut off to help position us to live our best lives as witnesses in the kingdom of Christ. You see, maybe you are already saved. Maybe you already tithe. Maybe you already go to church every time the doors are open. Maybe you already give offering. Maybe you already fast. But what about your bad attitude? What about your gossiping and slanderous nature? What about your envious or jealous heart? What about your narcissistic spirit that you know more than everybody about everything all the time? What about your haughty spirit that pushes others away from Christ? At church, you know everything. You're always rebuking everybody. You don't know how to speak to others in love, in compassion. Nobody really wants to be around you. You don't know how to laugh and have fun. You know what? You tell it. You're the holiest of holies. You're the person who's never done anything wrong. What are you, glory, giving up for Lent? Maybe you are an adulterer. Maybe you are married and you are cheating on your wife, or you are cheating on your husband. This ought not to be so. Maybe you are single and you are in fornication. You are having sex outside of marriage. You ought to give it up, because that is unholy. What is it that we're doing? Or maybe you have all of this down pat. You're not in adultery, you're not cheating, you're not fornicating, but you're not actually ministering or being a witness to others as God has told you to. You're not living out your talents, nor your gifting in Christ, nor are you bringing others to the kingdom. What are you giving up for Lent? Maybe you are someone who you yell all the time, or you're angry. What will you give up for Lent? And I want to say to you, it's not even just about giving it up from a Christian perspective, because I have something I'm giving up for Lent, and it's not fasting. It's something else that I have seen in myself that I want to let go of. But it takes days sometimes, and I taught you on this months ago on changing a habit that, you know, the norm is that it takes 21 days. But I took you to actual information from psychologists and psychiatrists where it says it takes anywhere from a month to 3 to 6 months to actually change undesirable habits, because it depends on the severity of the habit, how long or the duration of the habit, the complexity of the underlying issues that got you to that habit. For instance, maybe it was something your grandmother did, your mother did, or your father did, and so you were raised in that type of environment, maybe of yelling or lying or talking about people or being depressed all the time or pessimistic. And so it has been ingrained in you deep down. So giving up something for Lent doesn't just position you spiritually for greatness in Christ, but it also helps you to practice changing a habit or habits. They're adversarial to your progression here on earth. Isn't this a good word? In Mark 16, 1 through 6 that I read unto you, Jesus had been crucified. But when his mother and the people went to do their custom regarding the burial body, the angel was there to say to them, "Look, don't be afraid, but he is not here. He is risen as he said. He has conquered death, hell, and the grave. Because he has conquered these things, he has empowered," hallelujah, "to also empower you to conquer death, to conquer hell, to conquer the grave, to conquer your obstacles, to conquer your generational curses, to conquer your adverse character flaws that are preventing you from being the best you can. Sometimes it is your attitude that is affecting your altitude. You are equipped with everything, but you just cannot break through. What are you giving up? What will you let go of? What will you abstain from that is being an impediment to you rising glory the way that Christ has deemed for you to rise, that is preventing you, as we prepare to go into prayer, from being the best you, from being a soul winner, from living in sustained victory day after day, week after week, month after month? What are you, glory, going to give up?" Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. This is a powerful word. Let's go into prayer. Father, we thank you. Hallelujah, we thank you and we give you praise. Lord, we celebrate the resurrection of our Savior. On this Ash Wednesday, we commit to setting aside the things that bind us, the things, Father, that hold us back, the things that constrain us from being effective witnesses for your glory, the things that prevent us from living our best lives day by day here on earth. Every obstacle, every sin, every impediment, we submit it to you right now. Father, we abstain from sin. We abstain from those weights and those things that bind us that may not be sin, but Lord, they have caused us not to be victorious, not to receive elevation. And we know what they are because time after time, people have pointed them out to us. We have seen it. The Holy Spirit has warned us of it. So, Father, we submit to you, Lord. Hallelujah. We release ourselves to you. Help us and watch us, cleanse us and make us white as snow. Cleanse our old dirty spirits, our old dirty minds, our old dirty behaviors, our old adversarial concepts. and release us to the glory in you, the peace in you, the victory in you, the sanctification in you, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, Father, I pray for everyone listening. Bless them in the city and bless them in the field. Touch them wherever they are. Rain down your fire upon them, your blessing, Father, healing whatever they need in the name of Jesus. Everybody say, so be it. Say, so be it. Amen. Hallelujah. Come on and give God praise. Come on and just release yourself to him as I prepare to give the altar call and then end with our task. Come on, whatever it is, call it out by name. You know what you need to let go of. For those of you who are unsaved or backslidden, who have not been living as you should, who have not been bringing souls to the kingdom, who have not been impacting anybody's lives, including your own, for the better, please repeat after me. Father, I come in Jesus' name. I repent and ask forgiveness of my sin. I ask you to come into my life now. Hallelujah. And be my Savior. Now, Lord, I confess that I am saved. Now, Lord, I confess that I am rededicated to you. Lord, I confess that I will abstain from sin, that I release myself from sin, that I will give up those adversarial traits, that adversarial conduct, that adversarial way of thinking, those things that are binding me, holding me, Jesus, pressing me, impeding my progress. Today, I release myself to victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Come on and say thank you. Come on and tell God thank you, Jesus. Wherever you are, just begin to tell him thank you. Just thank him for the release. Oh, yes, let the tears flow. Thank him for the release. You're no longer bound by that thing. Hallelujah. Now, before I give you our task, remember to visit rossi.org. Send me your prayer requests and testimonies. Donate to the ministry to help support spreading the gospel as I prepare to go into television ministry this year. Donate on rossi.org with a credit or debit card or via Cash App $Rossi Williams, R-A-W-S-I Williams. All right, our topic for today is, what are you giving up for Lent? Your task for today is to sit down and do some introspection. Examine yourself objectively. Determine what you need to give up. It may be some of your television shows. It may be some of your friends or telephone conversations. It may be sin. It may be your attitude. It may be that you're a procrastinator. Whatever it is, it may be overspending. Whatever is impeding your progress to being the best you, determine it. It may be more than one thing. And then write down how you're going to give it up, because it takes practice. And designate an accountability partner, someone who can hold you accountable, all right? And then on Easter, you won't just be celebrating the resurrection of Christ, but the resurrection of a new you. And before you get to Easter, people will point out the change in you. All right? Celebrate Christ and celebrate the resurrection of your new life. I'll see you in the morning. Your change has come on Daily Fire. Remember to text DF to 33222 so you don't miss this fresh word. A new day is coming for you. Greater is here. Greater is coming. It's been a long time.
what I know.